Loving God, we pray for your healing of heart and mind. Jesus, Lord of your life, in your mercy, hear us. Jesus, you are the resurrection and the life. We give you thanks for the life that you give us. And even in the midst of difficulty and darkness, we pray that we will live lives to the full for you, seeking to serve you and others in the way that we live and the choices that we make. Jesus, Lord of life, in your mercy, hear us. Accept our prayers for the sake of your Son, our Saviour, Jesus Christ. Amen. Just a few notices. I'm sure a majority of you will have received this online to read through and to look at. There are a few copies if you haven't got one that you want to take away with you. But Helen particularly asked me to draw your attention to filling out the electoral roll form if anybody wants to join. Those need to be done if you aren't already on the electoral roll, and you can either drop them into her letterbox or give them to Judith Jones, who's the electoral roll officer. The APCM is going to be on Sunday, October the 25th, so you might just want to have that in your mind, and there'll be some more information about that coming up, but that's going to be on Sunday the 25th of October. Two other things just to draw your attention to on here. There'll be a service of remembering and thanking for relatives and friends who have died in the past year. That's going to be at 5 o'clock on the 1st of November, and it's going to be available to come to physically or to attend online. And then the away morning is going to be on Zoom. So that's going to be on Saturday the 14th of November. It's on this. Please put it in your diary, and Helen will be giving some more details soon. Thank you. Too many bits of paper. I'm going to turn to share together in the Eucharist. I'm going to use the comfortable words of Jesus first. So hear what comfortable words our Saviour Christ saith unto all who truly turn to him. Come unto me, all that travail and are heavy laden, and I will refresh you. So God loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, to the end that all that believe in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Hear also what St. Paul says. This is a true saying and worthy of all men to be received, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. Hear what St. John says. If any man sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous, and he is the propitiation for our sins. The peace of the Lord be always with you. And also with you. So feel free to look at each other and smile behind your masks and wave or... And then we're going to use Eucharistic Prayer H, which is on page 38 of your red books. The Lord be with you, and also with you. Lift up your hearts. It is right to give thanks and praise. It is right. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. Sorry. It is right to give thanks and praise. It is right to praise you, Father, Lord of all creation. In your love, you made us for yourself. When we turned away, you did not reject us, but came to meet us in your Son. You embraced us as your children, and welcomed us to sit and eat with you. In Christ, you shared our life, that we might live in him and he in us. He opened his arms of love upon the cross and made for all the perfect sacrifice for sin. On the night he was betrayed, at supper with his friends, he took bread. He gave you thanks and broke it and gave it to them, saying, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." Father, we do this in remembrance of him. His body is the bread of life. At the end of the supper, he took the cup. He gave you thanks and said, "Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in remembrance of me." Father, we do this in remembrance of him. His blood is shed for all. As we proclaim his death and celebrate his rising in glory, send your Holy Spirit, that this bread and this wine may be to us the body and blood of your dear Son. As we eat and drink these holy gifts, make us one in Christ, our risen Lord. With your whole church throughout the world, we offer you this sacrifice of praise and lift our voice to join the eternal song of heaven. Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. As our Saviour taught us, so we pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not to temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. We break this bread to share in the body of Christ. Though we are many, we are one body because we all share in one bread. Draw near with faith. Receive the body of our Lord Jesus Christ, which he gave for you, and his blood, which he shed for you. Eat and drink in remembrance that he died for you, and feed on him in your hearts by faith with thanksgiving. And we pray together. Most merciful Lord, your love compels us to come in. Our hands were unclean. Our hearts were unprepared. We were not fit even to eat the crumbs from under your table. But you are the Lord, the God of our salvation, and share your bread with sinners. So cleanse and feed us with the precious body and blood of your Son, that he may live in us and we in him, and that we, with the whole company of Christ, may sit and eat in his kingdom. Amen. Just as a reminder, as we come to receive communion, that you're going to be instructed how to come up here, I think starting from the back and then going back round the one-way system. And that I'll be receiving wine on behalf of everyone. So the body of our Lord Jesus Christ. And the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. of our Lord Jesus Christ. Body of our Lord Jesus Christ. The body of Christ. The body of Christ. The body of our Lord Jesus Christ. The body of Christ. Of Christ. The body of Christ. The body of Christ. The body of Christ. Pray together in a minute. As we've received communion, as we've shared in the body and blood of Christ, we pray together, Almighty God, we thank you for feeding us with the body and blood of your Son, Jesus Christ. Through him, we offer you our souls and bodies to be a living sacrifice. Send us out in the power of your Spirit to live and work to your praise and glory. Amen. As we close our service, thank you so much for being with us, whether you're here or whether you're joining us online. Pray that as we go into this day and into this coming week, we'll remember to have God at the centre of all that we do. So may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and your minds in the knowledge and love of God and of his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, and the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be among you, and those that you love and pray for, now and always. Amen. Go in peace to love and serve the Lord. In the name of Christ. Amen.